Making the deadline. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. With only about 2 hours to spare last night, President Trump's legal team submitted a suggestion for the special master to oversee the documents that were seized from Mar-a-Lago.
Last month, the FBI seized more than 11,000 documents. This does include 100 classified government records. Earlier this week, a judge granted Trump's request for a special master, a third-party attorney who can independently review those documents.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The Justice Department has also submitted suggestions for special master, but the two sides disagree on the arbiter's scope of duties. Trump's team wants the special master to review all the documents seized, including classified records. In a few hours, a special counsel in Britain will officially proclaim Charles III as king. Yesterday, he made his first speech as the new monarch and tried to comfort those mourning the Queen's passing.
Wherever you may live in the United Kingdom or in the realms and territories across the world, and whatever may be your background or beliefs, I shall endeavor to serve you with loyalty, respect, and love, as I have throughout my life.
Charles also appointed his son William as Prince of Wales, a position that Charles held for decades. Kate will become Princess of Wales, and the king also mentioned his other son.
I want also to express my love for Harry and Meghan as they continue to build their lives overseas.
A date has not been announced for the Queen's funeral, but President Biden says he will be there. And the president was in Ohio yesterday to promote the passage of the CHIPS Act and to celebrate the groundbreaking for Intel's new chip factories near Columbus. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Chicago police say it appears someone was out to kill a teenager and succeeded when the 17-year-old was shot Friday.
I saw them when they took the victim away on the stretcher, and they had his face covered.
Chicago police were seen examining what appears to be the victim's yellow book bag. Police say the Kenwood High School student was going off campus for lunch right before an altercation with men inside of a vehicle.
This vehicle then chased our victim into a parking lot, where at least two occupants of that vehicle exited and began firing upon the victim.
The 17-year-old suffering multiple gunshot wounds, including a bullet to the head. He died at the hospital. Kenwood High School, located two blocks away, was on a soft lockdown during the shooting.
Nate Rogers with Fox 32 Chicago. The Supreme Court temporarily blocks a court order that would have mandated that Yeshiva University, an Orthodox Jewish school in New York, recognize an LGBTQ group on campus.
The order, signed by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, indicates the court will have more to say at a later time. The university had argued that granting recognition to the group would violate what it called its sincere religious beliefs. The club says Yeshiva already has recognized a gay pride club at its law school. A New York State court sided with the student group and ordered the university to recognize the club immediately. The matter is on appeal in the state court system, but judges there refused to put the order on hold in the meantime. In New York, Lee Silicera, Fox News.
And the Netflix series The Crown pauses filming out of respect for Queen Elizabeth.
The series is currently in the middle of shooting its sixth and supposedly final season, but that may change with a recent passing of the Queen. Netflix, in a statement, confirmed the news, adding, filming will also be suspended on the day of Her Majesty the Queen's funeral.
Fox's Michelle Polino. And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.